If you are bidding for a cybersecurity contract with DEFRA, you are not just selling a technical baseline. You are trying to secure a department that manages critical national infrastructure, vast data lakes of agricultural information, and a sprawling legacy IT estate. Welcome to the Bidwell Guide podcast today. We are breaking down the mechanics of a DEFRA tender response. We are going to cover the frameworks they use, the accreditations they demand, and the evaluation criteria that decide who wins. For SMB bid managers and directors, the goal is to stop guessing what DEFRA wants and start structuring responses around their documented priorities. You will leave with a clear view of how to position your firm, which lots offer the most realistic win probabilities, and how to avoid the common mistakes that sink otherwise competent bids. Let us start with DEFRA's cybersecurity landscape. DEFRA is not a single entity. It is a core department supported by major arm's length bodies. We are talking about the Environment Agency, the Animal and Plant Health Agency, Natural England, the Rural Payments Agency, and the Marine Management Organization. When you bid for a DEFRA cyber contract, you are often bidding to secure systems that span this entire group. Your security solution must be adaptable across highly varied operational environments, from field inspectors using mobile devices to complex central processing hubs. The department's approach to technology is driven by the DEFRA Digital and Data Transformation Strategy for 2023 to 2030. Mission 4 of this strategy explicitly focuses on efficient, secure, and sustainable technology and services. This mission is the blueprint for what DEFRA values. They are actively seeking to reduce security risks associated with cyber attacks and operational failure, particularly concerning their legacy IT estate. DEFRA buys cybersecurity services to protect everything from flood warning systems to international trade platforms like the Export Health Certificate Service. They operate a hybrid security operations center model. They maintain an internal SOC for standard business hours, while procuring external protective monitoring services for out-of-hours coverage. When bidding, it is vital to demonstrate an understanding of this hybrid approach and how your services integrate seamlessly with their internal teams. It is also worth noting that DEFRA has modernized its procurement infrastructure. They have moved away from legacy systems like Bravo and Jaguar. All new contract opportunities over £10,000 are now managed through the DEFRA e-commercial website, powered by Atomese. If your firm was registered on the old portals, you must register anew on Atomese. Familiarizing your bid team with the Atomese interface is a crucial first step. Now, let us talk about the primary route to market. If you want to win cybersecurity work with DEFRA, you need to understand the Crown Commercial Services RM3764.3 Cyber Security Services 3 Dynamic Purchasing System, or DPS. This is DEFRA's preferred route to market for specialist cyber services, including penetration testing, incident response, and security architecture consulting. Unlike traditional framework agreements with fixed lots and lengthy lockout periods, a DPS remains open for new suppliers to join at any time. It does not use lots. Instead, buyers like DEFRA use a filtering system to shortlist suppliers based on specific service categories and accreditations. Once a shortlist is generated, DEFRA runs a further competition among those suppliers. For SMBs, the DPS model is highly advantageous. It removes the barrier of having to win a place on a framework every 4 years. You can register, prove your credentials, and immediately become eligible for shortlisting when DEFRA runs a competition. However, This also means you must ensure your DPS profile accurately and comprehensively reflects your firm's capabilities and current accreditations. Speaking of accreditations, DEFRA's baseline for cybersecurity suppliers is uncompromising. Failing to hold the right accreditations at the point of bidding is the fastest way to be disqualified. You cannot promise to acquire these certifications after winning the contract. They are prerequisites for participation. First, Cyber Essentials Plus. Since October 2014, the UK government has mandated that all suppliers bidding for contracts involving sensitive information must hold a valid Cyber Essentials certificate for cybersecurity services. DEFRA routinely demands Cyber Essentials Plus. This is a hard pass or fail criterion. Furthermore, these certificates must be renewed annually. Assume Cyber Essentials Plus is the minimum price of entry. Second, the NCSC check scheme. If you are bidding for penetration testing or IT health check work, DEFRA will require your firm to be an NCSC-assured check provider. To qualify for check, your company must maintain an in-date Cyber Essentials Plus certification and be able to supply a minimum of 2 penetration test reports conducted under your company name. Crucially, at least one proposed check team leader must hold a UK Cyber Security Council professional title in security testing at principal or above. Third, GovAssure and the Cyber Assessment Framework. For consultancy and risk assessment roles, suppliers must understand GovAssure. If a tender involves conducting independent assurance reviews for DEFRA's critical systems, the supplier must be registered as an assured service provider on the NCSC's Cyber Resilience Audit Scheme. Your bid must demonstrate fluency in CAF terminology and methodologies. Finally, security clearance. DEFRA requires supplier personnel to hold security check, or SC clearance, as a standard baseline. For highly sensitive projects, developed vetting may be necessary. Your firm must have the administrative capability to sponsor and maintain these clearances for your deployed staff. Let us move on to evaluation. DEFRA evaluates cyber tenders using a structured scoring matrix. A standard split for complex IT services is 60% quality and 40% price. The quality section is where you win the bid. DEFRA wants evidence of methodology, not just a list of tools. If they are procuring a SOC out of hours protective monitoring service, they will evaluate how seamlessly your team can hand over incidents to their internal SOC at 9 a.m. every morning. You must provide specific, relevant case studies. Price evaluation is usually formulaic. The lowest priced compliant bid receives the maximum score for the price section, and all other bids are scored proportionately against it. However, DEFRA is wary of abnormally low bids. Your pricing schedule must be transparent, detailing day rates, tool costs, and any assumptions. Do not forget social value, which must be a minimum of 10% of the qualitative assessment. DEFRA aligns its social value requirements with its broader departmental goals. For cybersecurity contracts, they often select themes related to tackling economic inequality, equal opportunity, or well-being. You must provide concrete, measurable commitments. Committing to hiring 2 apprentices from a disadvantaged area specifically to work on the DEFRA contract will score highly. Let us look at a worked example for structuring a SOC handover method statement. A common requirement is detailing your proposed methodology for ensuring a seamless transition between your out-of-hours SOC and DEFRA's internal business hours society. You should start with an executive summary detailing a structured ITIL aligned handover protocol executed at 08:30 and 16:30 daily. Mention automated ticketing integration via API. Supported by a mandatory 15-minute synchronous analyst briefing. Next, detail the technical integration. Talk about a bi-directional API sync between your platform and Defra's instance. Ensuring all alerts triaged overnight are automatically populated in Defra's queue. Emphasize data sovereignty. Confirming all incident data remains within UK-hosted infrastructure. Then, outline the handover process step by step. For example, 0800 shift report generation. 0830 synchronous briefing via Teams focusing on active priority 1 and 2 incidents. 0845 formal ticket transfer. And 0900 Defra assuming operational control. Finally, include risk mitigation, such as what happens if communication fails during handover, and provide evidence of success from a similar central government deployment. Now, let us discuss common mistakes SMBs make. SMBs often lose Defra tenders because they fail to navigate the procurement mechanics effectively. Mistake 1. Bidding without the required accreditations in place. Do not assume you can acquire Cyber Essentials Plus or Check status after winning the contract. Defra evaluates your status at the point of submission. Mistake 2. Treating social value as an afterthought. A generic corporate CSR policy will score 0. You must propose specific, measurable initiatives that will be delivered as a direct result of winning this specific contract. Mistake 3. Ignoring the complexities of the Defra group structure. Acknowledge that a solution deployed for the core department must often scale to accommodate the Environment Agency or the Rural Payments Agency. Mistake 4. Over-promising on security clearance timelines. Be brutally honest about your current roster of SC-cleared personnel. Mistake 5. Failing to align with the cyber assessment framework. Use the language of the CAF in your technical responses. Map your risk management approach to the specific indicators of good practice within the CAF. Before we wrap up, let us answer a few quick questions. Do we need to be on a framework to win Defra cyber work? While Defra occasionally publishes open tenders, the vast majority of their specialist cybersecurity procurement is routed through the RM3764.3 Cybersecurity Services 3 DPS. Registering on this DPS is highly recommended. How long does it take to get on the Cybersecurity Services 3 DPS? You can apply at any time. The Crown Commercial Service typically assesses applications within 10 to 15 working days, provided your accreditations are in order. Will Defra sponsor our staff for security clearance? Usually, no. Defra expects suppliers bidding for secure contracts to already hold the necessary facility clearances and to deploy staff who are already SC cleared. Can an SMB realistically win a prime contract with Defra? Yes. The shift toward the DPS model allows SMBs to bid directly for niche services where they have deep expertise. To summarize, winning a Defra cyber tender requires strict adherence to their accreditation baselines, a deep understanding of their hybrid SOC model and legacy IT estate, and a clear alignment with the cyber assessment framework. Focus on the Cybersecurity Services 3 DPS to access these opportunities. For the full breakdown, including the worked example we discussed today, check out the written guide. And if you are ready to automate your tender response process, visit Bidwell to see how we can help.